Hello and welcome to the Supernatural Quest, where you're super and it's natural. We're going to continue with part four of the innate love, where we begin to imagine and create, or what I like to refer to as meditate, where you have 20 mental acres. And in this 20 mental acres, imagine yourself in your pasture, in your field, surrounded by green trees and grass and ponds and rivers and creeks and all those things that make living complete. As you see yourself in your imagination, relaxing, looking at the sky, at this time, take a breath and breathe gently, and as you do, continue to imagine building your dream house. As we discussed in Innate Love 3, we created a house. And right now, let's go in and look at how the creation will serve us, and how we keep it clean, and how it is an actual representation of our living body. So the 20 acres would be your aura, and the house, and each room would be an organ. So let's just say that we should walk into, well, let's just pick something like the stomach, okay, the gut level. A lot of people are living and coming from their gut level. So let's just imagine the front door, maybe, perhaps, being in the navel. Another that occurs might be to the heart. As we see it, as we walk into the house, if we're walking in the navel, that's like walking into the kitchen. Yes. And if each chakra becomes a room, and I liken the stomach to the kitchen, I liken the heart chakra, fourth chakra, to the living room, the fifth chakra, the throat, to the office. The sixth chakra being the creative area where we get to have a playroom and we create there with our imagination and the tools that we use. And the top of the head being very much like our sanctuary. And the sanctuary is a dome. And we're going to decorate it and complete it in a way that we will visit it and turn the lights on. So, as we return to the kitchen, we'll then move into the bedroom. That's below the navel, and that would be the second chakra. And you might want the first chakra as your bedroom, whereas I use the first chakra as my gymnasium and my area to work out and to get all that energy moving throughout my body, throughout the cosmic sacred distributor, the sacrum. So with that in mind, you can also imagine your legs being hallways to the root cellar, as well as your arms being hallways and extensions from the living room. Your lymphatic system is like the restrooms on each side. Each room, each chakra, each area has a restroom. So once we get to a point of imagining this occurrence, this space and place, we want to decorate it. If you feel or sense or have darkness and clutter, your walls might be graffitied. So let's take time to paint all of the walls nice and bright and light, taking time to go through each room of the house. And as you paint it, it dries instantly because it's a very magical, mystical place. Your invisible world, your invisible home. And as you paint, it dries quickly. You decorate, making sure that in the bedrooms, you also have created room for your inner child. That room very well might be located in the sacrum area. It might be located in another area that feels most comfortable for you. But your office for yourself will have a desk fifth chakra, throat, power. Yep, you want your desk. You want your file cabinets, two chairs, two restrooms, that door that moves through the chakras like a golden elevator. At the end of the day, I like to make sure my desk is clear, cleansed, recycled, the waste, anything in the garbage can, making sure all the files are up, the chairs are empty, bathrooms are empty. The same thing goes for the rest of the house. At any given time, you discover any area occupied by any person, pet, energy, form, immediately tell it that it's trespassing, this is private property, and that they have their own provisions, and to please return to them. If they give you resistance, let them know that we all have the same mother, but different fathers. Therefore, we are of our own family, and with that, we have a right to our sovereignty. Stand your spiritual ground, and it will leave. And you might say to me, oh, well, Veronica, it's kind of, you know, mischievous or resentful or angry, not happy, not fun. I say, stick to your guns. You're a spiritual, sovereign being. And yes, we all have the same mother, earth, Maternia Medica, the elements, the elementals, but we have different fathers. So this allows us the sovereignty of our own platform, identity, neutrality. I promise you, it will work. If you see someone you love and adore, oh, it's a long-lost pet, oh, it's my grandmother, it's a relative, it's someone I love, it's a mate, just remember, take a moment and have a moment there to talk with them and bless them and love them, and if they have anything to say, hear them out. If they do not, then allow them to leave with a hug and a love and a message that they have their own space and place, and that with a prayer and a thought of love, they can be there instantly through magnetic resonance. So with this in mind, you want to make sure that you go in and decorate each area to suit that part of your being. So for your inner child, you know, like my inner child, she loves the jungle. So her room is like olive green with giant plants and oranges and reds and purples. And she just likes that, with a little trapeze that she gets to swing on and hang on. And of course, she loves her other stuffed animals and things, so that room is conducive to her. And my male, he likes his office to have a, you know, his flat screen and his area for his antiquities and books. And he has a system where he can check the whole 20 acres at all times. He has firewalls set up, and as well as antivirus, anti-malware. Every system you would have on your computer, you want running on your household. You want running into your 20 acres because you do not want any virus on your property, in or on your energy field, your invisible world. So you set this energy up just like your computer. You want to avoid being hacked, in this case, intruded upon, or in worst case scenario, you have intruders that have invaded your personal private space, be it mind, body, or spirit, mental, your male, emotional, your female, or your joy, your inner child. So this is a family. This is a trinity. This is a union. This is a united state of mind that allows you to continue to be a spiritual being and kind in a world that's going through transformation. So the more you anchor your energy into a reality that is conducive for you, mind, body, and spirit, the more you'll radiate that, and we'll create it together for the whole world. All right, so back to our house. Now, let's just say in due time you've cleansed and cleared and painted and the furniture, the family room is set up for everybody to have fun. You're like their guardian angel. You step in and enjoy the fruits of their labor and enjoy the fruits of the love. And with that in mind, You want to hit the special panel beside the door, and it has a series of lights. And when you hit the white light, it will go in and light every room in this home, in your home, in this house, in your body of energy. And on this magical special switch, you can hit the second button, and a violet ray, a purple beam, will also move through every floor, ceiling, cabinet, sink, basin, shower, pipe, cord, every item in this house will now be lit, cleansed, and cleared with these two energies, synergies. So as you look beside of the door, you see that you have a color-coded system. We know that the white light opens up and purifies. We know that the purple light goes in and transmutes any energy that is no longer a benefit. You can also color code your rooms. Say in the first chakra, you can turn on that ruby red light and flood it with energy. Or you could just simply imagine yourself turning on the white light with the violet flame moving through the walls with like electricity and radiating, and work out. See your favorite piece of equipment, your favorite thing to do, and just work out. Put your earphones on and go for it. So with each chakra, it becomes a room. And it's your responsibility on a daily basis to check in and to make sure the lights that you switched on the whole house are still on. So, should you take that golden elevator, the spinal column, up through the vertebra, and you stop at each section, so, you know, you stop at the lumbar, and you stop in the thoracic and the cervical, then up into the cranials. So, as you take this elevator, and you can devise steps, you can create any number of methods of motivation. In fact, if you like, you can just flip the light on golden for your spine. Gold feeds the nerves, of course. And with that, you can just teleport yourself effortlessly and easily with a thought, just like in reality. When all 10 senses are engaged, that means your visible senses, 5 senses, your invisible senses, your second senses. When these engage, you teleport automatically, meaning that you can move as fast as your mind thinks. You can transcend time because it's a tool to measure how long you've been dissatisfied or how long you've been uncomfortable or how long it's been since you've given credence to the Creator, to the one who is our benefactor, with every breath, with every innate ability we have to self-regenerate, self-heal, self-align. All of those natural forces that solarize and luminize and energize our home. So we have solar cells, yes. You can do exactly everything you want to do with your mental 20 acres. It's yours. You can decide you want to rebuild, redecorate. That's perfectly fine. It's your mind. Just stay aligned with the divinity in it, as long as it makes you comfortable and happy. And if there is a problem, like for one time I remember feeling kind of ho-hum and glum, and I closed my eyes and went to level, meditated, if you will, into my meditation, and went into the house and went into each room. Everybody seemed to be fine. I get to my inner child and I notice that she's tied up and she's sitting in a chair with tape over her mouth and she's all tied up. And I'm like, oh my. And when I set her free, I asked myself, and then she pointed to the window in her room and she said, I let fear in the window. It seemed innocent. It seemed okay. But once it got in, it was so fearful and frightened And it made me fearful and frightened, and that's when I said to my inner child, from this point on, at a window or a door, or any space and time in your mind, you have the right to always choose peace, to choose love, and anything less, you discern. And with that, she became very happy again and went back to doing what she does. So just keep in mind, from time to time, alert the whole family that you would like to have a little convention, a little party, if you will. And you decorate to celebrate. I mean, every day can be a celebration, because it really, really is. It's a celebration when we come together as a family, as a team, as a trinity, as a infinite source of mental, emotional, and joyful adventures. Even in your mind's eye, you have the ability to tap into your second senses. When you close your eyes and look behind your eyelids and see the screen of energy that moves, you have an understanding. You have an understanding that with this ability, this imagination, it's your responsibility to keep it pure, to keep it cleansed, to keep out the energies that would cause you to feel unwell, to make you feel at odds, to make you feel divided between your head and your heart. Just remember that. From this point on, you always want to keep your head and your heart on the same page. Because when they separate, your neck goes out. And when your neck goes out, then that's when misery can set in. Because then you're divided. And once divided, you're easily conquered. You're conquered by all of your sadness, your sorrows. You're conquered by all the thoughts that are useless and meaningless and refuse to serve you. So with that in mind, we know that we discern. And discerning says, whatever goes on might be great for you, but not for me. Thank you, but no thank you. And that's perfectly, perfectly okay. Every day, in every way, you have that opportunity to choose. And that is the goodness of God. That is the goodness of the good Lord, is having that choice. Because that choice is every day, every 24 hours. Every 24 hours, Cinderella, you have a choice. You say the word, I am happy, healthy, wealthy, wise, and enlightened, or anything similar. And if you don't, then Murphy has the opportunity to insert his chaos, because no decision, no affirmation is a decision. So default alone will cause chaos to visit you and create dilemmas, setbacks, sometimes more lessons than you really actually have to learn. So with that in mind, always discern. If you have a feeling and that feeling is calm and pleasant and soothing, it's a goodness. If that feeling is treacherous, if it's edgy, if it has a pang or a pain, I would discern it immediately. And just let it know you're not available for conflict. You're not available for that sort of chaos. It's just that simple. You just put your spiritual foot down. And with that, you're able to create a spiritual platform that allows you the power to remain sovereign, peaceful. Because again, when you're in the center, you can see around on every corner, every side. But if you're in a corner, it's difficult to see what's behind you. So stay centered. Stay in the center. That gives you the leverage of seeing all the way around you. And the same thing with your home. Set up your alarm systems. Yes, privacy. Make sure that your home computer, if you will, your own personal inner assistant, home assistant, we'll call it, again, the innate intelligence. This is by divine design. And with it, make sure that your innate has all the measures, equipment, the means to protect you day and night. So as you move through all of the different levels, dimensions, dreams, imagination, anything your 5 and 10 senses can comprehend, perceive, you're going to respond to it. You're going to respond to it energetically, whether you know it or not. It might be that perspiration that tickles down your neck. It might be that dryness in your throat. It might be that dryness that gets into your nose and your eyes. It could be that pang that hits you in the hip, hits you in the gut. Just know that those feelings are signs that someone is knocking at your door. Like a big bad wolf, I'll huff and I'll puff till I blow your house down. But in this case, the difference is you are a starseed. You're a child of good God, and you have the power of creation with you. And being empowered, you're able to make any intruder, any feeling that's less than loving, dissipate instantly. Instead of claiming, oh, I have a headache. No, stop and say, wait, I did not have a headache when I checked myself. I did not have any predisposition, no shingles on my roof out of place. Everything was fine this morning, so ha, this is not mine. Therefore, I rebuke it. Therefore, I do not accept it. Because the minute you say, oh, I have a headache, oh, I have a backache, you've just claimed it. You named it. You claimed it. Now, legitimately, if you've had, you know, weekend warrior, if you've had too much fun, if you've had some sort of accident, and there's a reason, sure, take that Epsom salt soak for 20 minutes and help remove that pain. But if it's all of a sudden out of the blue and you did not wake up with it, you did not create it, well, and by doing something or not doing something, then it is an energy that wants to impose on you. And you have the right to refuse it, especially during these days when emotions are just out of control and people are moving energy out of their head rather than their heart. They're so divided. I can tell you this. The heart is the focus of this reality. It was created out of love. It will return to love. And it is love. And the more you move in that frequency, and it is a frequency, 528 hertz, it is a frequency that will generate energy to every chakra, to each and every room in your home, to fill it with goodness, to fill it with a peaceful, easy, loving excitement that says, I'm alive. My love is alive. My life is on fire with passion for living, for relating, whether it's in a relationship or whether it's a relative, it's relating. And with that, I'm able to grow my joy. I'm able to grow my emotions. I'm able to empower my mind. So this Trinity, your male, your female, your inner child, this invisible family, they need a home. Don't make them live like refugees. Don't leave them standing on the side of the road with nowhere to go and nothing to comfort them. You are their comforter. You are their hero, their savior. You're the one that has the power with a twinkling of an eye to create for them their greatest dream. You have the power to create a reality within your inner sanctuary, within your innate intelligence, to bring calm to the ocean, calm to the skies, calm to the earth and the space all around it. Because
We are all in this Milky Way. It's a galactic milk provided to us spirit souls, infants, children, star seeds. We are here in the Milky Way to learn the milk of human kindness. And this is the galactic milk that is provided for all of us to share. And there's enough for everyone to have their own source, to have their own innate, their own mental 20 acres. Enough is a feast, and you have everything you need. All you have to do is acknowledge it and allow yourself the opportunity and the time and the space. Like I said, out of 24 hours a day, just 1 hour, give 1 hour to yourself of going within and mending any fences, turning on all the lights, and notice when you get home if there are any lights out to reboot them. Make sure everything's online and directly in alignment with your divine mind. Coming up next, I'm going to be working with body talk, spirit speaks, how the innate intelligence can be communicated with through kinetic energy, kinesiology, working with, how should I put it, the very life force that moves through every cell in your body has an innate intelligence. It knows what to do, when to do it, and where to do it, how to do it. It's absolutely a miracle that can't be spoken. It's nonverbal. It's ecstasy in action. So with that, I will wish you a very fruitful and exciting adventure in your meadow. And with that, have yourself a very, very good day.